Now, the coronavirus. As the death toll rises in China, the New Hampshire Department of Public Health says it's testing two people in New Hampshire for coronavirus after they developed symptoms upon returning from Wuhan, China. Massachusetts public health officials say the virus still appears to be of little concern here. We discussed the risk with the medical director of the Bureau of Infectious Disease at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, Dr. Larry Madoff.
The risk right now in Massachusetts is low. We have no cases in the state. Of course, that could change. And if it changes, if there are confirmed cases, we will let people know immediately.
Dr. Gabrielle Lang, a Hong Kong-based expert on coronaviruses, is warning that we may only be at the beginning of this outbreak. Here's what he had to say about that.
We have to be prepared that this particular epidemic may be about to become a global epidemic.
I'm wondering, Dr. Madoff, how you react to that.
Well, you know, we need to be prepared all the time for a global epidemic. It's notoriously hard to predict where an outbreak will go. You know, every year, for example, we deal with a global epidemic of influenza virus, which we know makes people sick and kills people. This virus is novel, new, and that gives us respect for it because we don't know everything about it. So far, the virus has spread to about 15 countries, but in each of these countries, the spread of the virus beyond those imported cases has been very limited or non-existent. And we're very closely monitoring the situation internationally and domestically to see what's going to happen next.
In China, concern has been voiced that we might not have much of an accurate picture of what's happening in that people exposed and carrying the coronavirus might not show symptoms for 2 full weeks. So couldn't this be a much bigger public health problem or threat than we know at this moment?
Well, you have to remember that this virus was only discovered less than a month ago. We've made remarkable progress from discovering the cause of this outbreak to developing diagnostic tests to developing guidance on how to manage affected patients and how to handle suspected cases. So I think it's too soon to say what's going to happen next, and we just have to keep our eyes open.
Are we screening people right now arriving at Logan Airport, or if we know that they're coming in from China?
No. Currently, airport screening is only occurring at 5 airports in the U.S., and all passengers from the affected area are being routed there. In fact, passengers from the affected areas, the largest affected area, are not currently flying out of the country.
Should people be more concerned about catching the regular seasonal flu at this moment than about the coronavirus?
At this point in Massachusetts, we know that we have thousands of cases of influenza that are circulating and that are bringing people to emergency rooms, to the hospitals, to the providers every day. The risk of getting influenza in Massachusetts right now is far higher than that of getting the novel coronavirus.
And so what advice are you giving to people here worried about catching this virus, the coronavirus?
So I think the precautions that apply to any respiratory virus also apply to the novel coronavirus, avoiding people who are ill and importantly, people who are ill staying home and away from others so that they don't spread any kind of respiratory virus is really important. Careful hand washing is important. Getting a flu vaccine is still a good idea because it prevents influenza. And if you come down with a respiratory illness, you may be concerned that you're getting novel coronavirus when, in fact, you may be getting the flu. So protecting yourself against the flu remains a very important measure. If there's a question about somebody having novel coronavirus because of exposure in Wuhan or exposure to someone who is known to have the coronavirus, it would be important to try to call ahead to a healthcare facility so that they're not left sitting in a waiting room or exposing others when they come in to seek healthcare.
Dr. Larry Madoff, Medical Director for the Bureau of Infectious Disease and Laboratory Sciences at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.